C'est un plaisir de le recevoir. Malheureusement, c'est au lendemain de cette défaite-là, mais c'est un gars, je vous le dis, que j'ai toujours vu avec le sourire et je suis certain que ça ne change pas aujourd'hui. Alex Newhook, welcome to the tailgate. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. I've said on and on since the beginning of the season how many times I saw you last year in the locker room, always smiling, always so confident about you can what you can bring to this team, and it seems like it's paying off this season. And also, I'm sorry we're doing this interview after the toughest game of the season, probably, last night, but I'm sure you're still smiling today.
Yeah, it's all good. It's a long season, you know. Probably not our best game last night, but you can't win them all in an 82-game season, and, you know, we all know that in the room. We're all still confident in our abilities and who we are as a team, and we move forward, you know. That's all you can do, and, you know, stay confident. Feeling good about you know, our game and my game personally, and just got to keep building and moving forward.
Alex, I said your attitude was textbook last season, and we had discussions together in the locker room, and you were very confident about what you can bring to this team and what you're bringing right now to this team as well. Did everything that you worked on last season and in the off season as well are clicking or gelling right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, just try to continue to get better every year and continue to you know, work on who I am as a player, and it's been going well so far this season, but you know, still want to get better. I still think I have another level to get to, and I've been confident in who I am and what I can bring to the team and who I can be in the league. And you know, I think it's kind of up to me to prove that day in, day out, and prove to myself as well. So just looking to keep moving here and keep things rolling.
Let me translate momentarily for our listeners, if you don't mind. Alors, j'ai... Alex, j'ai dit, malheureusement, on se parle dans des circonstances dans lesquelles il y a eu un match difficile hier. Il dit, oui, effectivement. Mais écoute, on se laissera pas abattre par ça. Puis on sait qu'on est un groupe qui est très confiant présentement. Et on sait qu'on peut rebondir de ça, absolument. Puis je lui ai demandé, puis je vous en ai parlé, la gang, depuis le début de cette saison, à quel point je trouvais qu'Alex Newhook, c'était tout le temps un gars qui était très, très positif et confiant aussi lors de la saison dernière. Et je lui ai demandé si tout ce qu'il avait travaillé dans son jeu la saison dernière et dans l'entre-saison aussi, ça portait ses fruits présentement. T'sais, c'est là que ça payait. Il dit, il a hésité un petit peu, comme vous avez entendu. Il dit, oui, effectivement, mais je pense que continue de travailler à m'améliorer chaque jour, mais surtout que j'ai pas atteint encore le niveau de jeu que je veux atteindre. Alors, je veux continuer de travailler là-dessus présentement. Donc, essentiellement, ce sont ses propos. Alex, it seems like your head coach, Martin, gave you a lot of challenges this year. So, you were having last season some time on the power play. He added some time on the PK as well. And also, two new line mates that are rookies as well. How did you see these challenges? Did you see it right off the start as a good challenge for you, a young veteran in this team?
Yeah, I think so. I was excited about the opportunity. You know, playing the PK has always been something I've done throughout my career aside from the NHL. So it was nice to get a shot to do that in the NHL and kind of use my my skill set in that area. And kind of add to my game to be able to be a guy that can play in all situations. And, you know, that's kind of player I want to be. I want to be a guy that can be relied upon defensively, offensively. So being able to play in all situations has been a great challenge this year. And just trying to take it on head on and be the best I can in all of those roles and, you know, become a complete player that way. But it's been fun. My line mates have been great. Like you said, two young guys, but they're playing very well to start the year, and it's been fun playing with those guys so far.
Yeah, and let's talk about number 93, probably. How special is this kid, Ivan Demidov?
Yeah, very special. Very special. he's one of those talents you don't see a lot coming in, but he's you know, he's got the edge work, he's got the vision, the skill set. He seems to be able to pull off things a lot of guys can't, and keeps you on your toes even when you're playing with them. So I can't imagine what it's like playing against them. But yeah, it's fun, you know. It's you always got to be ready for anything when he's got the puck, and be ready to shoot the puck when he's got it. And it's been fun to work off him and you know, try and be as effective as we can be so far to start the year.
Alors, Alex nous dit que, ben, bien sûr, Ivan Demidov, sur qui il joue avec son trio, comme vous avez vu depuis le début de la saison, il dit, c'est sûr que c'est deux jeunes, mais c'est deux jeunes qui travaillent très bien. J'ai posé la question sur Ivan Demidov, il dit, ouais, c'est sûr qu'il est très, très spécial comme talent. Il dit, moi, je joue avec lui, je peux même pas savoir, je voudrais même pas savoir c'est quoi jouer contre lui aussi. Il dit, même en tant que coéquipier sur le même trio, il nous tient toujours sur nos orteils, là, on your toes, comme on dit. Il dit, faut toujours que tu sois prêt à vouloir lancer la rondelle, que tu te prépares à tout ça. Puis concernant son défi de jouer en désavantage numérique, il dit, c'est toujours quelque chose que j'ai fait dans ma carrière, même avant la Ligue nationale, tu sais, à l'extérieur de la Ligue nationale que j'ai fait, et je suis très motivé par cette opportunité-là aussi d'avoir l'occasion d'avoir du temps en désavantage numérique. Going back to the mission that your head coach Marty St. Louis gave you, how special it is to have a coach like him that, you know, I'm guessing brings you in a meeting and gives you these type of missions. Say, hey, this is what I was thinking about, Alex, and this is the role I want you to have this season. This is where I want you to work on.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's such an established player, and you know, I think he's got that perspective as a coach now. You know, which I think we're all pretty fortunate to have that, and to have him here. Obviously, a great mind for the game. So. When he's talking to you, you know, it's great to have that perspective and to have that knowledge behind what he's asking you. And you know, I was excited and eager at the opportunity he was giving me, and really just trying to dive head into it and do the best I can.
So that's something that fuels you, having an added challenge, if I may.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I'm I feel like I'm a pretty motivated guy. You know, when those challenges kind of arise, you know, I always try to take them in stride and accept them the best I can. And, you know, just another thing to kind of add to where I'm at. And,
Let me translate once again, and we'll go back for two last questions, if you don't mind. Alors, j'ai demandé... si c'était quelqu'un qui s'élevait lorsqu'on lui donnait certaines missions comme ça, et surtout de la façon quand un gars comme Martin Saint-Louis qui t'amène dans son bureau puis qui te jase de comment il voit ton rôle cette saison, et c'est certain d'avoir quelqu'un comme ça qui a joué la game, puis vous connaissez Martin Saint-Louis, vous savez ce qu'il a apporté et tout ça, donc ça ajoute un petit peu quand c'est ton entraîneur-chef, c'est certain, puis qui croit en toi, puis qui veut te donner ces défis-là, puis il dit, moi je suis quelqu'un qui est vraiment motivé, puis des opportunités comme ça, c'est certain que je suis très très ouvert à vouloir les avoir, puis à compléter ces tâches-là, à s'élever dans ces défis-là. Alex, you're coming from the Colorado Avalanche, who also, as the Montreal Canadiens have now, also have some great and skilled players as well, and you've seen what it is to win a Stanley Cup. It is sometimes a topic in the locker room, some advice that you can give to even some older players that are in the locker room, or is, you know, some advice that you can give to your teammates?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm not as much of a veteran. I haven't played as many games as some of the guys that we have in our room, but you know, I've definitely got a unique experience, and you know, I've definitely got experience that way after winning and being around a team that's won. So, I try to pick my spots, you know, when to speak up and you know, when to kind of say my part. But I think, you know, even going into playoffs last year and you know, we got a lot of young guys on this team that haven't played in a lot of playoff games and that thing. So having that experience, you know, I was lucky to get it early in my career and to learn how to win and learn, you know, what it takes to win the cup. So, you know, I try to bring that with me. I know it's, you know, part of my, part of who I am and part of, you know, the player I am. So it's great to have, and I try to, you know, help out in any way I can when it comes to that.
And it seems like it's working a lot, having that that mentality. And in this locker room, it seems like there is a shared leadership, that everyone brings their type of leadership to that team. Am I wrong by saying that?
No, I think you're right. You know, it's like you said, it is definitely, you know, we have a large leadership group in the room, and you know, obviously our captains are great leaders, and you know, everyone respects them in the room. But you know, on top of that, I think we got guys outside of the captaincies that do a good job leading and have their own style of leading, and I think, you know, it comes together, and we got a pretty, you know, tight knit group as well. So that helps as well with you know, with getting behind guys in their leadership style. So yeah, it's good, and I think you know, it's shown early on that you know, that we've gotten, you know, to where we are right now, but it's still early in the year, and we know our expectations are high and where we want to be come the end of the year.
Excellent. That's that's good news, Alex. Everything you're saying is very positive, so we like that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today. I'm going to translate a little later for our listeners, but I'll let you go. Don't want to get you too much holed up. You're already very generous of your time. So have a good game tomorrow night, and rest up that game. See you tomorrow.
OK, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Alors voilà, Alex Newhook qui nous dit que oui, justement, j'ai posé la question parce que gagner une Coupe Stanley avec l'Avalanche, puis voir des joueurs, tu sais, oui, on voit des joueurs qui sont ici, Ivan Demidov, Nick Suzuki, Lane Hudson, Cole Caulfield, et ces jeunes joueurs-là qui sont très, très talentueux dans notre équipe. Mais au Colorado, il y en a vu des pas pires aussi dans ce vestiaire-là, et de gagner la Coupe avec eux autres, qu'est-ce que ça lui a amené? Et si, même si c'est un jeune vétéran qui l'a gagné, j'imagine qu'il peut se... pas se permettre, mais amener à la conversation quelques conseils, prodiguer quelques conseils, même à des vétérans qui sont un petit peu plus vieux. Et il dit, moi, je prends ma place dans ce vestiaire-là, puis, tu sais, je veux pas me lever nécessairement, puis parler de ça, mais lorsque c'est mon temps de parler ou lorsque je pense que je peux ajouter quelque chose, c'est certain que je le fais. Donc, ce qui a mené à l'autre question que je lui ai posée en disant, il semble avoir un leadership partagé dans ce vestiaire-là où plusieurs des joueurs peuvent amener différents types de leadership. Nick Suzuki va être différent d'Alex Newhook, va être différent de Brendan Gallagher, par exemple. Il dit oui, effectivement, et ça fait de nous notre groupe aussi tight que ça, aussi serré. Puis disons, nous-mêmes, on a des attentes très élevées envers nous autres, puis envers cette équipe-là, puis cette saison-ci, présentement. Et je lui ai dit un petit peu à la blague, ben tout ça c'est très positif, puis on aime ça, puis on achète ça. Alors ça a donné ce petit moment-là. Alors voilà, Alex Newhook qui était très très généreux de son temps aujourd'hui. J'espère que vous avez aimé cet entretien.